Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a podcast. Warming up, warming around the lines.
Live from Blossom's HQ.
Hi!
For fuck's sake.
You alright? Saw Graham on the A6 the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I saw him walking the dog the other day.
He does the
ha-ha.
Yeah. Graham is the guy who used to work in the mill where we used to rehearse.
He had a workshop next to our rehearsal.
Yeah, we used to hear his laugh through the walls, didn't we, Josh?
15 feet thick walls, you'd hear him. Yeah. Too much varnish.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Thank you. Guy, though.
But yeah, how are we? The year's going fast, isn't it?
Yeah, for anyone who isn't Graham, how is everyone? Are we good? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. Basically, we just recorded that for like a minute and we didn't know if it recorded, so quite good memory.
Quite good memory.
That was
flying, isn't it?
It is. What are we, mid-April now?
Yeah, it's your Geburtstag soon, isn't it?
It is. Acton's 26th in April.
When's your birthday? He just said it then.
April 28th.
Right. German.
I'm a Taurus. If you're into
Swedish,
that stuff, listeners.
31.
Taurus. The boy. I am a Taurus.
Do you know what? Weirdly, this was on a podcast.
I am the Eggman.
Hold on.
There was this on a podcast I was listening to today, saying they were talking about star signs, and they were saying like they think it's bullshit.
What, star signs?
Yeah.
Jockeys.
We were talking about it the other day.
Yeah, I don't want to. I feel like there's a big community of star signers and astrologers, and I don't want.
No, they single them out. They're like, it's bullshit.
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to single them out.
I don't want to throw shade. Do you know what I mean? It gives people a lot of.
Hey, that's what the eclipse does.
Hey,
my auntie Chris is a big on astrology as well.
I'm more of a vinyl signer. Do you know what I mean?
Jesus,
that was lame. That was lame on two levels.
Yeah, we've been busy at the moment, haven't we? That's why the time is moving fast.
We have indeed.
Yeah, that's what we just said.
It's good. It's
been doing all
things on the horizon.
Yeah,
I'm proper excited.
Mm.
Yeah, anyone else excited?
Yeah, but you know what does my fucking head in?
Hey, yo, I've got one as well, you know. You know what does my head in? The best does my head in. You're doing my head in.
Miles does my head in. Fucking you. Message in the bottom.
Oh, sweet, man.
Wait, that paper.
Sad that, isn't
it? Where's that paper from?
The decaying money pit, which is my home. Tips for the National next week, though.
My mum's going to the National.
Is she?
Yeah.
What is
Ladies Day?
Great.
Really?
Yeah. With my Jill and Mike and my
dad. What's the National?
Sorry to interrupt.
It's all right. It's horse racing.
Horse racing.
You know what does my head in? And I hope you don't remember because we did already talk about it in person, but I thought I'd remind myself by writing it down. Square pillows.
Yes,
okay. I did raise this in person, but I was like, you know what, I won't go too into it, but I have a bodily deformity known as pectus carinatum, which is a...
Is it diagnosed?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Which is informally known as a pigeon chest.
Sorry.
Well, you are quite pigeon-like as well, you know.
Let me just see if I've got the right Latin there. Hang on.
Josh, if you pull your jumper really tight to the chest.
You won't see it these days because I've put on about 2 stone.
Oh.
So you can't really see it
good,
these days.
Good lad. Your health.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But it is, alas, still very much deformed underneath there. Hang on a second.
It's a good place to hold the mic, isn't it?
Pigeon chest.
on the pigeon chest.
Yeah. Shelf.
Yeah, pectus carinatum is a deformity of the chest wall in which the breastbone and ribs are pushed outward.
Did that happen during the womb?
No.
Or was it like a post?
It was when I was about. Actually, it's quite a funny yet tragic story. So I went. I was ill, as I often used to be, and I went to the. I went
on
to
the diet of pasta and salt.
If I was lucky, so I went to the. My mum took me to the doctors. I must have been about 10 or 11, sort of the
20s.
Start of puberty-ish. So I'm starting to grow a bit more rapidly, in the skeleton at least.
Yeah.
And
in the skeleton at least.
Carry on.
Sorry, I'm dragging this out.
No,
but
it's good.
Fine. And I had a chest infection anyway. And so it was one of them where you go to the doctor, you go to the GP, but you see a nurse rather than the actual
triage.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Staphylococcus paracetamol.
That kind of thing. But it's still like, right, just whip your top off. We need to just do a stethoscope to listen to your breathing to check, to see, to determine how bad the...
Ripped it off.
And anyway, put the stethoscope on the back, dead cold, horrible. Then round the front, and the nurse was going, sort of looking me up and down like that. And obviously I'm just an innocent child. And then she looks at my mum afterwards and goes, okay, yeah, it sounds like a chest infection, but I've noticed your son has a chest abnormality. But addresses my mum and not me.
How old are you?
Like 10 or 11.
Oh, right.
So I'm there going, what the hell? So then from there she's going, we're simply going to have to refer him to the chest clinic.
Wow.
So I had to go to the chest clinic. And get x-rays and
they
stuff.
They diagnosed it for what it was.
Anyway, that's a very long way of saying I have to sleep with a pillow, like, across it, because I can't sleep flat on my chest.
Neither
of
them, like, UV pillows.
Yeah.
Pregnant women off.
So the hotel in which we were staying for the recording, great hotel, dead nice and everything, but fucking square pillows.
Fucking hot as well, like a fucking sauna,
so,
mate.
Could put a request in next time. If it's like an actual, like...
A medical request.
Like a medical request.
They have two types. They have a square feather one and a rectangular memory foam one. I'm not a massive fan of
two just
foam.
Massive square
ones.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I had four. I had two squares and two rectangles.
They saw me coming.
Wow.
So, yeah. So if anyone out there has pectus carinatum or the opposite, which is where it goes inwards...
Yeah, didn't you say you met someone and you hugged, didn't it?
Friend
Steve
of mine at school.
Go in.
Steve Wiles does go in a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's diagnosed though.
Just remembered that.
But yeah, it is what it is.
I've also got. Do you know what does my fucking head in?
Please. Do you want to replay the jingle for a laugh?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's about blah 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 blah. You know what does my head in?
Fucking you. You know what does my fucking head in?
Please.
Go on.
I mean, I'm gonna single out waiters here, but I don't mean to because it's sort of across the board when they don't write down.
Oh, the freestyle.
They freestyle it.
They think they can remember your order, you mean?
They think they can, and I'm quite a particular person. Particular
fish oil,
fussy
fish oil. I wouldn't say just. I agree. Some levels fussy. You'd say
you don't like certain sauces.
Where'd you pull that from?
You have a fish intolerance.
What the fuck? Magic.
I've got a fish.
White wine.
Fucking pull that out of your pocket. Yeah, I've got like the fish. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. And also, you just want something a particular way sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, some matter.
And it annoys me when it's not. Now
it's tight when they pull it off.
Well, this is what I was going to say. But for me, it isn't worth it. It's not worth the anxiety that I have thinking from that till I actually get it. They're not going to remember that. They're not going to, or like they say, the fish thing, if they don't write anything down, I'm a bit like...
Like, it's not for you, it's for them, innit? Like, yeah, it's not like you're going to be like, yes, oh, they've remembered it. It's like,
exactly,
it's not a risk for you.
This is my point. My point is when you get the meal and say they nail it, I don't get the meal and go, yes, you know what I mean? I don't buzz at all. Well done, fucking get it.
You just
want
to eat, don't you?
I'm just like, so I don't know, does my head, and there's a few, it's not just, I singled out... waiting staff there, and I used to be a waiting staff myself. I always write it down.
Terrible memory.
Do you know what I mean? But even if, like, I feel like I've got quite a good memory, but it's just like, I feel like it's just because there might be something you miss. I feel like it's a lacking in like a.
And then if you did, you'd have to go back and ask, which is just more.
Or people just don't say it and then just turn up. We had it the other day. We went for food and we're in Liverpool. Person didn't write down the desserts.
What cuisine?
We went for a pizza.
Oh yeah!
Didn't write down.
Did you write down the desserts
right at the start?
No. I get that it's fine, but because it wasn't written down, they came like, well, the table behind us got our desserts.
Yeah.
While they were still eating, they were like, "Oh, it's doing that." Oh, because we were closing the kitchen, and it wasn't. It was just all a bit like mink. And I was like, "There are desserts." But I was like, I'm not saying anything. And we were still waiting. Then someone came and went, would you like to order desserts? Like, we've already ordered them. So he's obviously not written them down, forgot or said the wrong table because she didn't write it down.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So just like,
writing down helps that.
Just write it down.
I have something similar, which I don't know if I'm at fault for this, but they said I was at fault for this. So I've learned, but I went to, I've not been down, you know, to go for like a Chinese cuisine. I went for one in Liverpool on my own.
Nice.
I haven't been for like a restaurant sitting Chinese cuisine for a while.
I love going for a sit down. Because
you get it as like a takeaway, don't I? Do you know what I mean? Similar with like a curry, do you know,
do you know what?
What
I'm going to go out there now. I don't think I've ever sat down at a Chinese
right.
meal.
It's fucking boss.
A succulent Chinese
meal.
So
I went in, looked at the menu, specifically a vegan menu to make it easier, and I ordered hot and sour soup, some spring rolls,
nice.
And some Singapore-style vermicelli noodles. I ordered it, and then they were like, that's great. Brought me some prawn crackers. I was like, don't know if they're veggie, ate them anyway, fuck it. usually they are, but I'm like, whatever. Ate them all, starving. So, you know, they picked them up. They gave me the hot and sour soup. I was like, right, I'll eat that because I'm hungry. But I usually have it all in one.
Yeah.
They took that away when I finished it. Then they brought the spring rolls and I was like, well, I'm going to save these for my main. I was on my phone, chilling, ate a spring roll. Another 10 minutes went by. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just have another one. So there's only one left at this point. And I waited
they're
for like another.
Either, are they?
I waited for another like 15 minutes, and I was like, "Where's my food?" Table behind me got loads of food all at once, mains, everything, drinks,
you didn't
cocktails
say all together.
Well, no. So then I was like, "Where's my food?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's been ready for half an hour. I've been waiting for you to finish your spring rolls." I was like, "All right, I usually have them. I usually have them together." And they're like, "Oh, you should have said." I was like, "Should I?" Because at that point, no one came over. They came over and they're like, "Everything okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's good. I'm just waiting for my mains." And she walked off. So she mustn't have heard me asking for the mains. Mm. But then she was laughing at me. She was laughing, going, "You should have told us. That's how you do it when you go out and eat." And I was like, "But it didn't say starters. It didn't say
I
this."
Do, I'd agree.
I think it's a miscommunication of what I was gonna perceive say, a Chinese cuisine as.
I agree with the soup because the soup is like a starter. A spring roll, that's a fucking side dish. That
yeah,
a spring roll is a side. It's not a. It's not an antipasti either.
If it was a starter, they should have brought it with the soup. Do you know what I mean? If you're viewing it,
they brought everything one by one.
I don't think spring rolls start. I think it's
I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
I was in there for an hour, and then I got the food, and it was fucking. And then they overcharged me. They charged me for 9 spring rolls instead of 3. So I think I annoyed them. So
I know. I
always ask for your food all at once. I just didn't think I'd have to do it.
I just think a spring roll is a side, and I think it's weird to think that you'd be like, oh, they want the soup for starter, then they want a course of spring rolls, and then they want the main. Do you know what I mean? Like,
this is divisive. When we were in Liverpool, loads of people said the best restaurant in Liverpool is Mr. Chili's, which is a Chinese.
Right.
Where
I'll go
is
there
that?
Next time.
There's two. There's one near Kempston, which isn't very good, but there's one near, is it Largo's?
In like Chinatown?
Yeah, the Arts Club.
I'm not a massive...
Honestly.
I'm not a massive lover of it.
Do you know what's interesting about the word chili? It means hot and cold. You ever got on that? Nice.
Different spellings, though.
It's also a place as well.
Is it hot or cold?
Also
and it's
spelling.
Also another dish.
Right. Anything annoy anyone else?
No.
Oh, I was going to say something. Printers annoy me.
Why?
Because I feel like technology has progressed a lot. I've got everything on here apart from a printer.
Yeah.
They're always separate, aren't
phone
they?
Phone case printer.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
No, is it
even
like
when they have
technology,
Wi-Fi features, it's not straightforward.
It's always a faff, innit? Like, you know all the ink? I know you can get all in one ink.
And the drivers and stuff. It's just plug in and play.
I'm quite... I would say I'm a tech-savvy person. I like my tech. I like fiddling on computers. Printers give me anxiety, and I don't know how to use them.
I've got this printer at home that we've had for a while that works with this laptop, but you put another laptop into it, it doesn't
game
work.
Over. Yeah.
So I'm safe in that zone with this, but then it doesn't work.
Yeah,
elsewhere.
No, I've seen them. Why aren't they just like a printer that's just like.
They should just be universal. Just plug them in.
Your phone.
You don't
just
need a driver, just work.
The problem is, though, in Bluetooth.
No, Joe blows me head, though. Like, you can, like, fucking.
It's always a faff. There's something
faffy,
though, isn't
there?
You
can put your mobile screen on a TV dead easy and do all that shit, but you can't just send it to a printer for it to
print. Them ones, like, tour managers have and reps are really good.
The travel ones.
Yeah, but they're like 300 quid, aren't they?
You pay for what you get, don't you?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Have you seen thermo printers?
What's that?
Is it
so they're even
heat?
Smaller, but you need thermal paper, and it uses heat, like
that's
a
like receipt,
like a receipt works. Yeah.
Wow.
So it sort of does it like that.
3D printers. There's lots of variations of printers, but just get the printer right. It's like they give up and gone.
Epson's
that'll
still
do.
In the game, isn't it?
That's old school. That
it's mad, isn't it?
The one I've got.
That's so BM.
Canon's the one I've got.
Do you know, it's like
Epson,
Hewlett Packard.
When you go certain places,
HP Jet.
Yeah. Do you remember fake? Do people used to get? My dad used to buy fake ink, like knockoff ink on eBay. Is that still a thing?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that thing.
Yeah, I remember that. That was like a late '90s, early '90s.
Well, that was even 2004.
You were a bit like.
Remember the refillable?
You had like a print. I didn't have a printer at home and shit like that. Then.
Did you not have a printer?
No, I didn't even. I didn't have a computer for ages.
There was a guy who used to turn up at my mum and dad's house with a bag full of aftershave.
Nice.
My dad used to pick what he wanted. Do you know what I mean? Like jazz or
Were they fake
blue straws?
High karate.
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
Stolen.
Do you remember there was always like the DVDs were funny. My dad used to get DVDs.
Barry, what was it again?
Class. Tarunata.
Tarunata, that's it.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, it's good that, isn't it?
Really good. Do you want to talk about the studio?
I've got something unrelated I thought we'd try.
Nice. What is this?
Tom's Games.
Tom's Games.
Go on then.
That's a throwback for the OG listeners of the pod.
Tom's Games.
I just thought we'd do a little quick fire.
Quick fire's good.
Okay. Nice. Each individual.
I'll just fly around, you just answer the question quick.
Right, go on then.
This was in an email.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's quite hypothetical. Look at this.
Right.
Also, go on. Emails are the same.
We'll go Joe first.
Got them.
And I know what the answer to this is. Sauce on the side or sauce on top?
Sauce on the side.
Or should I do everyone's answer for it?
One at a time, it's good.
Yeah?
Sauce on the side.
There's only two answers
there.
Because
then you can decide if you want to put it on top or not.
Okay. Miles, a comedian in a serious film or a serious actor in a comedy film?
Ooh. I don't know if I've seen
it. Quite apt, that.
Read me the question again.
A comedian in a serious film, like Jim Carrey in Eternal Sunshine, or a serious actor in a comedy film, so Robert De Niro in a comedy.
In Cheap
They always
dozen.
Surprise me.
Not Cheap like, dozen.
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers, there we go.
Uncut Gems is an example. Good. Adam Sandler playing a serious role.
So you're going
role.
Serious act. Oh no, comedian in a serious film then is your answer.
I prefer that. And he's done
that's,
like a space
that's
one.
That's quite
you,
isn't it? That's Coen Brothers, that one, isn't it?
Uncut Josh, Gems. Talking or listening?
Listening.
Not a fucking choice, that's fine. With these in the room.
Excuse me.
Chaz, free travel for 1 year or free lodging for 5 years?
Free lodging for 5 years.
Really? I thought you'd go for travel. I don't like war, I like history.
Not these interest rates.
No, but you could use the money you spend on lodgings for travelling.
For travelling, yeah.
Nice.
Mine says, start work late or leave work early.
Ooh.
Leave work early, I would say.
You're an early bird.
Yeah, get in, get it off. Homeschool or classroom learning?
Fuzzbuzz.
It's fucking hard, dude. Because I was obviously fucking went to school.
You probably would have preferred homeschooling, wouldn't you? I reckon.
How does that work?
I feel like socially. You know what I mean?
Ian with a motorboard on.
That's what I mean. <my dad>. Joe, you cunt, is here. Yeah. No, I think I just dropped the C bomb. Then big one. Sorry, everyone.
Did you?
So I don't give a fuck.
Censor it.
Let's give you another question. Yeah. Loud or quiet?
Jesus.
Miles, sponge or paper towel?
For what?
Depends if it's in a pint glass.
That's fucking dark, that. That's fucking angry.
Sponge or paper towel? Well,
I prefer a paper towel only because when you're cleaning the kitchen, I feel as though... This makes me seem a bit anti-environment, but...
No, I've noticed this. Bacterium. You always use a sponge on the side in the thingy.
Me?
Yeah. Like if you're wiping down your side in the kitchen, you always sponge it.
What?
I'm a cloth guy, you see. I've got a sponge for my plates and like my washing up.
I don't like the cloth. The cloths get mucky.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Do you know
I've
what?
I've got a cloth for this worktops.
I've got both.
No,
I've
got,
sorry,
I've
got
both.
Both.
If you're talking like that, I have a method. If there's bits of food on the side,
you wipe them with the cloth.
I sponge it into my hand.
I agree, yeah. And
then I spray the side and then I use a cloth.
Of course, that's what it is. Yeah,
isn't it weird? Like, everyone's got the same, like, because imagine sweeping up crumbs and that with a cloth. It gives me, like, the ick a bit.
Mm.
Josh.
Yes.
Protagonist or sidekick? I don't know if this means, do you see yourself as that or do you prefer them in film, in literature? I don't know.
I could see myself
Batman or Robin, basically.
I could see myself as more of a sidekick.
Okay.
Because I'm like, do you know what I mean? Clearly not going to be the super fucking hero, am I?
I don't know. Have you seen Kick-Ass?
I actually haven't.
The unconventional
if the superhero's aging decrepit.
I mean, to be honest, no. What happens in Kick-Ass is that he's like, not really like built to be a superhero.
No, as am I.
And then he gets fucking battered and run over, and then he has loads of steel plates. He feels no pain. So, yeah. Do you fancy that?
I don't know. Not particularly. The other thing is, though, the other thing you say that, but then, do you know what I mean?
The new Bond, Heart of Gold.
Josh, the new Bond.
Is he actually?
Aaron Johnson, yeah.
He's fucking ace, you know him.
I think it depends.
Chaz.
I'm not having it. I just think if it's like a guitar
we'll
solo,
do one more
do
round.
Mean,
if we're enjoying
it's
this.
I'm enjoying this.
I like that.
Full time.
Charlie. I think I know the answer to this one. Test the waters or dive in at the deep end?
Ooh.
Surely the latter.
You're so diving at the deep end.
Mm. Maybe in some aspects and some aspects you're not.
I don't know. What would you say, Ian?
Diving at the deep end.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like little things like...
If you pissed up.
I'm staying in certain scenarios which would incline the diving at the deep end.
Yeah, but I'm not like haphazard, am I, like, you know what I mean?
No, in other aspects you're not.
No.
But in some aspects
I'm quite sensible in a lot of ways. But as far as spontaneity is concerned, I'd dive in.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sneezing or coughing is mine.
Oh.
Well, you're a sneezer.
I would say you are a sneezer.
Yeah. You sneeze quite a lot.
I don't know if I'd rather sneeze than cough, though.
Sneezing feels nice sometimes.
You're a sneezer, aren't you? Yeah, you sneeze quite a lot, don't you?
I'd say sneezing feels better than coughing. But then when you get a dry nose...
When you can't stop coughing, it's fucking hard.
It's all terrible.
Coughing hurts more than sneezing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have like a sneezing fit, if you have a coughing fit, it hurts your throat.
Yeah, rasp.
Coughings are heavy too.
Thank you.
This is quite... I don't know the answer to this one. Art projects or science projects?
That's fucking hard, that.
What do you mean?
Is it him doing it?
Yeah, like what does he prefer?
Probably science for Joe, isn't it?
I love both, though. I draw on my iPad, don't I, quite a bit. But then I also...
But drawing on an iPad is quite scientific.
Yeah.
I mean, I only do that for ease. Science... Well, it's meant to be
very how it's made, aren't you?
This or that.
Let's...
Go on.
But I use that more practically rather than like...
You've got five seconds to answer.
I want
to
say science.
Art project.
Yeah, because I wouldn't sit at home and go, right, let's do some science. Whereas I'd probably sit at home and go, I want to draw or do something.
Miles?
I'd do some art if I've had to do science to do something.
We'll do one more each.
What's your favourite realm of science? Chemistry, biology, physics? What would you say?
I like physics and all that, yeah.
Physics and
like
all that.
Like blew your head when I siphoned the water out of your gutter what time.
Fuck me. That was mad.
Did you do that thing,
he sucked it.
Yeah.
It blew his head.
I had it on the motorway, didn't I? Do you remember?
We were in his house and he had this like...
The gutter was filling up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the gutter.
And you were like,
cheers.
I can't fucking get it out. And you was like trying to get this cup
trying
in.
To like scoop it out and then soak it up and shit.
And I was like, oh, we could siphon it. Have you got any like... So we cut a bit of his...
First I went, what the fuck is siphon? He just dropped that like...
Gravity, man.
Everyone knows what it is.
And then I, cut the thingy. Cut a bit of hose off his hose pipe. And just siphoned it off and it all went and he was like, what the fuck? It blew your head,
it did
it?
Blow my head. I was very, most impressed I've been.
So what is, you know, you try a cocktail physics? When a bartender tries a cocktail, that's a siphon.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
Right, me.
Pizza or Chinese food?
Oh, it's going to have to be Chinese.
It's really?
Going to have to be, yeah, I fucking love a Chinese. But then again, I think pizza...
If you took, like, put it this way.
If you had to choose one over the other, I'd pick pizza forever, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, if you take away Chinese forever, I'd take away pizza forever.
Let's go pizza because I like spiciness. That's what I like from Chinese food.
Mint. Yeah. Like if someone says to you, you can never have Chinese again, never have pizza again, I'd be like, fuck that Chinese.
Tell you what, I would be saddened by the loss of Chinese food in my life, though.
Yeah, I love a spring roll, to be fair, and I love prawn toast. Cheers.
Weekends or holidays.
Well, what's the context in this question here?
Is that meaning like? When you're at school and you've got like the long 6 weeks and then you've just got your weekends.
I think it probably means people who like have weekends or holidays off. It's like, just what you prefer, your weekends or your holidays.
Holidays haven't really been, like in the last decade, holidays, as a kid I went on loads and like it was dead nice and everything. But then as obviously we got busier and stuff like that, they're not really a part of my life. So, but I've like weekends, that's when like, because like obviously... That's when I see like most of my friends and stuff like that, like outside of work.
Yeah. So you go weekends.
So I'd probably say weekends, yeah.
Because it's hard on that because I think our job, fucking well lucky, aren't we?
Yeah.
We get to travel a lot.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So we have that thingy.
I have a different relationship with holidays because of our job now. Yeah. I think of them differently because we travel so much.
I've booked holiday actually. Talking holidays, yeah.
Where are you off?
Sorrento.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. When?
Can I want you like to know? Nah, when everyone else is going away.
What hotel?
Yeah, exactly.
Travelodge.
You got a spare room?
Do you want a gun?
No. Chaz, reality shows or documentaries?
Oh.
Undoubtedly.
Documentaries for me.
Yeah,
I do like reality shows, but...
Yeah. Mood dependent that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sit down and you watch a documentary and you're like, I can't be arsed with this.
Do you know what I love documentaries on, Tom, where they're like...
Finish it off for you and for yourself. Yes.
Go on.
Start assignments immediately or wait until the last minute.
You're an immediate person.
Or 100%. ADHD's the other way, isn't it?
Yeah, you're
pressure.
So...
I have done wait until the last minute on... Maybe when I was at school, things I'm not as arsed about. It's an obvious answer though, isn't it? Shit I'm not as arsed about, I'd leave till the last minute.
Yeah.
But now I think as I'm older... I'm a start sign.
You have to have passion.
I'd like to get it out.
If you want to do something, you're always like, we should do this, we should do it now. It's quite me. I think it's Donovan, though. I think it's because you're with a Donovan that's now encroached in your life.
And last one for Joe.
Thank you.
City or countryside?
Sir. I mean,
quite quickly.
Countryside for me.
Manchester City or walking in the countryside?
Manchester City.
Wow.
I love City. I love going City with Tom. Me and Tom obviously spend work.
Does he think the same?
Probably not. But do you know what I mean? Me and Tom, we work together, do that. We do everything together. That's the one thing we do together. It's like...
Really interesting. It's like interesting friends. Seeing you at City. Everyone's like, knows you and shakes your hands and shit. It's like quite... I don't know. It's like your other life, innit?
When did you go?
I've been once.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
And it was like, hey, mate, how you doing? Shaking your hands and shit. And I'm like, wow.
That's Joe, that.
Yeah, it's good though, isn't it?
It's nice to be nice, isn't it? I like them people. You see me, you can look out. It's, yeah, I absolutely love going to it.
So that was Tom's Games for a laugh.
Tom's
nice to have it back. Nice to have it back.
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do?
Hypothetical.
What would you do?
Hypothetical.
You got it.
You get given. No, I'm joking. It's sound.
$100 million.
I've got. We just do the one here. But this is quite an interesting one. Everybody can give me their answer. Similar-ish to one we've had before, but not quite the same. Everybody gets a tree that grows one thing. What do you get? So, here are the rules. The tree is the size of a small fruit tree. It grows in receptive of light, but it does not need nurturing with water and stuff. So you just get a tree and it can just basically just grow.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about the upkeep of the tree, basically.
Yeah. Everybody gets it at the same time. So everyone's got this. Everyone's got a tree.
Sound.
Trees. Basically, you all get a tree each. So everyone's got a tree.
I get there's a tree. What's next?
What do you want on it? What do you want it to grow?
What do you want to it
Surely
to grow?
Surely be better to put your heads together and pick something that would benefit each one of you and share so the wealth of the trees.
So your team tree, like...
Yeah, I want us to make a forest, do you know what I mean? And share each other's
benefits. Wait.
Wouldn't you just say money?
No, is it mythical or is it a real tree? No, it has to grow real things.
Oh, okay, boss, let's... Yeah, okay.
What, things that grow? Mm. So it's got to be like a vegetable or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Fruit and trees on.
So you have an unlimited supply of this.
Oh yeah, fruit. Yeah, fuck, I don't know. Fucking failed science.
Science,
isn't it?
Is it
food tech? Whatever it is.
Is it science?
Science.
Yeah. You like cooking though, don't you?
I do. That's
so.
What
so imagine like what?
To be fair, you grow a few spices.
It doesn't have to grow on. It can be like herbs. It can be any. It can be anything that is grown. But
no, but
you
I mean,
get
like,
it.
When we've cut to yours before, you're like, oh, I'm always like, fucking hell, I always forget bay leaves, me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got a nice bay leaf tree.
Exactly, yeah, when you've got a little bay leaf.
So what's flourishing at the minute? My mint.
Nice.
Month.
Can I don't speak about your bank balance?
You know what I found in my garden the other day? Is it called like lemon balm or something like that?
Lemongrass.
No, it's part of the mint family. It looks exactly like mint. And I was like, so I went to go and smell if it was mint. It smells just like lemons.
Mint that.
Boss. Literally.
I'd love stuff like that though.
Yeah.
I've got really into plants recently. You know, I was talking about birds and that recently. I bought a book called The Wild Flowers of England.
Nice.
And I've been like, you know, on my walk, like looking at flowers, going, I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
And I go back and refer to the book in the morning when I'm eating my crumpets. Lame.
Nice. Quite heartbreaking.
Yes. As Sophie was like, what's this book? I was like, it's my flower bud.
It's wholesome.
And she looked at me like, she looked at me as if like, I sort of,
the wedding's off,
I love you less, but that's quite endearing.
I love you less.
Do you know what I mean? I could see it looked at me like, I used to be attracted to you and now I feel sorry for you. Like the love's still at the same level, but for a different thing.
Zip
now.
Off Kex next month.
The Seven Apes.
Zip off at the knee.
I like peppers. I probably, do you know what it is? It's sometimes a bit difficult to find a good red pepper.
Do you know what I would grow? I've just thought of it.
Go so on. I'm going to go
basil
for
basil all year round on my thing.
Right.
Yeah. You can't get it all the time, can you? If you're trying to be like good.
So basil.
Yeah. So I just have basil all the time.
Indoors as well.
Just, yeah, you don't have to worry about
it. I mean, you can
it.
Just get that anyway, can't you?
Yeah, it doesn't grow on trees, but if you went, like, you'd pick something like, you pick something that's in quite a lot of things, like you said, basil goes in quite a lot
that's
of things.
That's what I'm saying. It's imported over, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? If you wanted to keep everything in-house,
that's good.
It doesn't grow all year round, does it, in England?
I mean, technically speaking here, we could all just build a really sophisticated greenhouse and have all these things in real life.
Put all our eggs together.
Like, this isn't actually that hypothetical. We could just do this.
That's why I said like a money tree.
Yeah, I thought you meant grow like grow a fucking car.
But this is more interesting though, because you have to. This is real. This is realistic.
It's a leaf. Nice.
Well, squirrels on trees.
Shit. I don't know why I didn't think of this. Lemons. I have a lemon.
See this
every,
this,
day, every morning.
You there you know, go then.
This every is morning good. I have a lemon water.
Right.
Bananas.
Bananas are good. Chaz, what are you saying?
Just listing shit we like now.
No, it's good though.
Pizza.
What's your
dough.
Favorite fruit? Grapes are good, aren't they?
Favorite fruit. Wine. I really like a pink lady, you know.
An apple.
Nice crisp pink lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me and Josh used to have at our house?
Is that an apple?
Yeah.
Right.
Me and Josh used to have at our house fennel. Tell
you two
what,
buzz off fennel.
We went for lunch yesterday, didn't we?
We did. Fennel. New place. Should you check it out?
Fennel.
Town.
Radicchio and orange, blood orange salad. It was fucking gorgeous.
It's called Medlock Canteen.
You went so stop for them. It was fucking gorgeous.
Off bits of the fennel, or was it raw?
It was like sauteed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And pickled,
it was,
I think.
Pickled, it's nice, yeah. Isn't it, when it's like that? I've had it like that, yellow amber.
But we had a whole chicken, didn't we? Rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, that photo made me laugh. You put on your story, same before. Yeah,
you know, he had to stretch his legs after it.
Medlock Canteen.
Nice. Really nice. Yeah. Would recommend
I did a
it.
Roast chicken at home on Saturday night.
Did you?
Saturday roast?
Yeah, just. Why the fuck not?
Why the hell not, eh?
Boss.
So what's yours then?
You know what?
Charles, are you picking fennel there? Sorry. Is fennel a spice? It's not fruit,
No,
is
it's
it?
A root, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's picking out some form of apple.
Pink lady.
Pink lady.
I'm a Granny Smith man myself, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take...
I would somehow genetically hack this thing to grow all my favourite varieties of tomato in one place.
Ooh. Nice.
Because they're another thing that
we need tomatoes, man.
Do you remember the tomato shortage last year?
Oh, in lockdown?
Was it? No, it was last year.
No, it was lockdown, wasn't it?
Heritage.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I remember.
But yeah,
I remember getting some and like mum and dad coming around to mine and like getting
loads of salt.
Beefsteak.
What's that?
Just naming tomatoes.
The heirlooms.
So that'd be them Spanish tomatoes that we had the other day that we got from the delicatessen around the corner.
Yeah, they were good.
And that's, I could do that. I could make sarnies like them, you know. Good sarnies, them. Miles, what are you picking?
Red peppers.
Oh, nice.
I like red peppers. I chuck them in a lot of things.
Once lived on cocaine, milk, and red peppers.
That was my diet at one point.
To be honest
with you. Yeah, a couple of years back.
Miles is the new Bowie.
All right.
I wonder if you both got holes in your brain.
No, I've had holes in my brain since I had a brain. Fucking 100%
since I had a brain.
What is it your gran used to say?
If you have a thought, it doesn't go from here to here, it goes from here to here.
Miles, give me a fact.
Fucking hell. So just a couple there, because I've not done one of these for a while, but did you know, and you probably did know this, that muscles only pull, they can't push?
Yeah.
That's an actual fact for you there.
Muscle in it.
Push. What, your ass?
Wait, say it again, they pull...
Muscles only pull. They can't push. Actually, yeah,
that's why you have two sets of muscles, one on top, one below, because they contract and restrict.
So everything's, but it depends what angle you're looking at.
That's why, yeah, hence why, yeah.
So, right.
Nice, more?
These are, I don't know, there's one that's saying if you're sleeping and someone blows air onto your eyes, your eyes won't react. But if you're awake, they will flutter a bit. And there's just a side note here saying that's how I check if someone's really sleeping. Don't know why you're checking.
I'm not having that.
From my aunt. That's what someone said.
So, are they asleep? You go up to them.
Just blow their eyes.
Like, do it on someone.
I'm gonna try it.
I'll do that again. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. So that's. What do you think of that?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I am interested. Yeah, I wonder if it works on dogs.
Maybe. There's one here that says, I mean, I kind of knew this anyway. In fetal development, the arsehole is the first prominent thing to develop.
Why did you sort of know that?
Well, because it is. Isn't it?
I didn't know that. The arsehole.
It was written as asshole. Do you know anyone who says ass? Like ASS?
My girlfriend.
She's American.
Oh, she's American.
Fair enough.
Did you say fanny?
No.
Oh.
No, fat guy. They call the bums fannies, don't they?
No, she doesn't say that.
They've got a fanny pack.
No.
Right.
Ass.
I watched a film the other day, if anyone gives a shit.
Oh, hey.
I don't know why I've got this. It literally just says Josh on Demand and then the title of the film. It was just simply so I remembered that much. J-O-D, I abbreviated it to.
Nice.
Jod.
Josh on Demand. Ordinarily deters
decaying things.
Decrepit. American Fiction. Upon recommendation of James Skelly in the studio.
Has it got?
It was. It was very...
fictional.
Slow. Not somewhat anticlimactic, but it was clever and and very like relevant.
Nice.
Have you seen this?
No, Skelly was telling
us on about it.
But it's funny.
What's it about?
It's actually really sad. Lots of death in it.
Is there?
Yeah, well, not lots, but there's death in it.
Right.
What's it on Amazon?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
sound. So I might check that out.
Is it?
That's kind of
what's
it.
What's it about? Like roughly. If you give us a no spoiler description, because I'm quite intrigued.
Film or series?
It's a film. Yeah.
90s, 80s.
No, it came out last year. I think
last year. Right. Yeah,
and it's about an author who basically he writes a shithouse throwaway, like crap, made up. Thing despite being like a really like well educated, knowledgeable, like published author, but he's like, well, none of my published works are getting any traction, so he just does this throwaway, really stereotypical bollocks basically, and it becomes the number one author. But it has this really weird twist at the end, like kind of breaks a fourth wall. It's a bit weird, but yeah, it was interesting.
That
good concept.
Yeah,
it was. What do you give out of 10?
6.
Has anyone else been watching it? Have you noticed there's a new talented Mr. Ripley?
I'm halfway through it.
Is it good? I'm watching it as well at the moment.
It's better than the film.
I can't get on board with that.
It's better than the film.
It's really good.
Hands down.
Oh, I'm not having that.
I love the film, don't get me wrong, but it's a little bit nicey, the film, I think. You know
it's a bit more gritty.
And it's a bit more Hollywood, the film. Like, the actors all look boss, don't they? And the actresses. In this one, they're not like...
He's portrayed, even though Thingy's like...
Let's face it, it's Jude Law, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. They all look shit hot, don't they?
Yeah, and like the outfits are fucking unbelievable.
Andrew Scott plays Ripley in this one. And I forget the guy who plays...
I just know him in the house as the
Andrew
Irish...
Andrew Scott's the hot priest, isn't he?
Hot priest.
Fleabag.
Oh, Fleabag. So everyone knows him as.
Yeah, so he... Yeah.
And
boss, I'll check that out.
But he's what's it called?
Is he in the Matt Damon role?
Yeah, he plays Ripley.
Ripley.
Dakota Fanning plays Marge.
Senior Greenleaf. Oh no, and Stingy plays
Dickie's missus. But it's all in black and white as well.
Yeah,
and the attention to detail is bang on.
Check that
really,
out.
Really, really.
Well,
good.
That's what I mean. Fear booked the holiday last night.
Is it?
Because we're watching it. Yeah, and we're just like, we need to book the holiday. I was like, where should we go? I was like,
it's so good.
Sorrento.
I watched The Martian. I've seen it before.
Wow.
It's a boss film.
That's so good.
I was like, Katie, we should watch this. You'll
never
like
seen
it.
That one.
It's fucking brilliant.
No. Watch that.
Martian.
Yeah.
What's it? Where can I get it?
It's Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Do you want a bit of the backstory?
Yeah, go for it.
I won't ruin it.
Go on.
This happens in the first like 5 minutes of the film. It's not a giveaway. They're on Mars. You can get to Mars in this future. Humans can get to the Mars, like space travel.
Mm-hmm.
So NASA have sent people to Mars, and a storm cloud comes. You know what? I think one of the guys gets left behind.
I think I saw the trailer for this when it came out.
Matt Damon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damon.
Yeah. Starts growing.
Yeah, it's really good.
He starts growing his own veg, doesn't he? Like out of shit and stuff.
You can't go outside because it's really like they have like sandstorms, don't they?
Yeah.
I find it interesting that then in Interstellar, Matt Damon was on a planet as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Different film.
Is Matt Damon in Interstellar?
Yeah. They find him on another planet and he's like asleep. I was like, it's quite close together. Ardis Geezer finished, didn't he?
He did finish.
I missed it by 2 minutes. I remembered I was out and I put it on like, you know, the live stream or like the news covering it.
Jack Hampton.
Yeah, Jack Hampton.
Don't piss me off with it. Have you seen when he fucking crosses up and he's like a random guy with next to him? With a fucking, I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, he's like covering up all the cameras and stuff.
Have you got it? Have you got on it? So you know what the Ardis Geezer is doing, don't you? Like he's crossed the finish line.
Yeah, I know he's ran. Right, he's ran the length of Africa, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Get on this.
Sorry.
You're good. No, I thought that. I thought, like, just give the man some space.
Yeah,
he's just run the fucking
length
of
Africa. He's about to cross, like, the finish line. You know, they put, like, a bit of tape out on that. Oh, fucking great. Can you signal it?
Describe it to us and what happens.
So he's about to cross the tape, and there's this guy who's, like, you know, loads of people joined him to, like, finish. And there's, like, a guy next to him who's, like, joined him for, like, the last, like, 2 miles or something. And he, like, crosses the line. Like, everyone else sort of stops and let him go first. And this guy's, like, running next to him, this, like, just random guy.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
Crosses the line. It's a bit like, he's fucking hell, man.
Is he not one of the crew that was working with him?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Even
still,
give the hardest geezer his fucking moment.
But yeah, could we start watching a bit late? But it's cool, isn't it? He's dumb. What's he going to do next?
What is he going to do next?
70k a day he was doing in the end.
Do you know it's not his first?
No, he did Asia to fucking
Europe.
He did something involving Asia and Europe.
What he did?
Yeah, but I've not really looked that video up, to be fair. Raise a lot of money for charity, fair play to him. Should we get him on the podcast? He'd be doing loads now, won't we?
Yeah, he's not going to listen to us, is he?
I am, mate.
He's, he absolutely smashed it, though. It's massive.
So, I watched that.
Do you want to do some fan questions?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here we go once again.
Whilst it's
this
hot
is the fan bit. This is the fan bit.
Joe, you mentioned that someone here has,
recreated your pedal board.
Well, yeah, but I hadn't realised. It's because it says here, Josh inspired pedal board, and upon closer inspection, there's a lot of the same stuff in there. A couple of things missing, I must add. Two similar amps, but then and then he's got a similar set of guitars as well. But I zoomed in on the guitars. He's got the same straps.
Really?
Yeah, aww. The soldier straps. That's, you know, I've got that. The straps with the petals on them.
Yeah.
The flowers on them. He's got them as well, so.
Class.
Watch your back, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's nice a lot. It's nice to inspire people, isn't it? Like, it's obviously a big fan of your sound.
Are you on that fucking website, Gear or something, gear.com or something?
What's it called? No, to be honest, like.
No, as in, like, has someone put you on it? Because if.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you're.
I'm on it.
You're on it. What's your get? Is it accurate?
It's like my guitars and stuff like that.
It's cool, that, isn't it?
I think.
Josh, have you got any tips, maybe budget friendly, on how people can get a similar sound to yours?
Danny Electro's quite budget friendly. Or am I mistaken?
Well, it's I mean, it doesn't really. It's more that there's like themes to the sound. One thing that that I always had, and obviously before joining the band, it was always. A slapback delay, and that was on everything, and that's like it was literally just it was never off.
So that's something to
get a delay pedal and make it really fast.
That on Charlemagne?
Yeah. It's on literally everything.
What was your first guitar pedal?
First guitar pedal was a Morley Volume Wah, which I still use when we're writing now.
Yeah, nice.
What was your last guitar pedal? Most recent.
I'm gonna say last dark.
Yeah. Whoa.
I don't know, but we have been using this particular compression pedal in the studio, but I can't remember what it's called.
Nice.
I'm gonna put the question to you two as well because people might be into that. someone's trying to recreate your sound as a bass enthusiast, what would you say is the one thing to, like Josh said then, like
fretless.
One, do you know what I mean?
You're quite...
five string bass, do you know what I mean? What is it?
Versatile.
No, you're just fucking plug-ins, boss, innit?
I think labella strings, flat wound strings certainly help.
Buy them from labella.com. Charlie Salt endorsed.
Bass is fairly simple, innit? A little bit of foam under the bridge.
Nice.
There you go.
Quite analog technique shows, aren't they?
Yeah, very
old school in each other.
Yeah, no, it's good though.
Well, Tom Deadened. Yeah.
I don't have a sound. I don't think.
Would
you don't have a sound, you are the sound.
It's rhythm, innit? I'm more like 12 string.
No, you're a really tight rhythm guitar player.
Thank
like,
you.
No, you actually are. He's like strong, really tight.
The strong hold.
Like the timing.
Really good.
Sound shocked.
No, but this is because you're quite blasé about it all, but you actually are really good at it.
Thanks.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I think, I don't know, I've never been too overly, I know what sounds good when I hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know I'm not like, I don't tend to hone in on the sounds of
you
the,
don't have a
I don't know
signature.
What they are, do you know what I mean? I just ask Josh basically. That's kind
Thank
of
you.
The relationship with it. Tremolo, I had on the early gigs, I'd say tremolo on the electric.
Because you had it on an amp, didn't
Blow's you? Blow's got a tremoloed rhythm. Actually, tremolo probably. Charlemagne's got tremoloed electric.
There we go.
Honey Sweet's got tremoloed electric. So tremolo electric.
Bit driven.
Was like, yeah, a bit dry.
Bit driven by the amp.
Also, that's the reason you use these.
Yep.
And the 10, 11 years ago, it'd always be.
You have to explain what you are for people who listen.
Sorry. Tom and I use the same very specific type of
very
plectrum.
Very thin.
It's because I've just always used these and Tom never had one at rehearsal. So it was always like, yeah, mate, have you got one of these?
Still up to this
still
day.
Now, yeah.
I lose plectrums like fuck.
But it is the Jim Dunlop 0.6 USA nylon.
I still don't know what they're all called and stuff, you know. Like sometimes we get a new tech who works with us and they're like, well, what plectrum do you want? And I'm like,
it's always these.
Like, what gauge do you want? Is it gauge of a plectrum?
Yeah,
what gauge do you want? And I'm like, no idea, mate. I know the short, and he just gets the box out and I can point to which one it is.
Which you know what?
That's old.
Given that you're colourblind, because some of them look the same colour as well and they're not.
Yeah, I mean, they're really white ones, they're really thin, aren't they?
They're very thin,
there
yeah.
There you go. Remember.
Yo, I must ask you the same question. Being a rock drummer, how do you how do you get the tone?
It's drums in it. I'm a hard hitter.
But no, I think drumheads wise, Remo for me.
Remo,
always.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sticks, ProMark. I use really heavy sticks actually.
STYX.
I use longer sticks. But yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm playing pretty simple things anyway. So it's just like it's keeping that. I'm afraid no one said the same. They said to Tom, like, oh, you're really good at the rhythm. So cheers, guys. Most improved player.
It goes without saying, that's why.
Thank you. Go on, Miles, what about you?
What do you want now?
It's hard. Again, yours is pretty similar to me, where
I
it's
think
like...
The thing is with me, the guitars are more, you've got to have the sound right.
Yeah.
Whereas like gig drums, it's kind of a lot what they're doing out front. Is that fair to say? You've got to have a decent kit.
Live drums is more frequency based
It's like already good. It's like the keyboard. Like if you buy a keyboard, you're buying it because you know it's already good. Like you could get a guitar and you could spend like $7,000 on a guitar. You could plug it into the shittest amp through the shittest pedal board or not even a pedal board and it can sound pretty shit.
It takes years to get everything together.
The guitar, and it, like, you've got to have certain pedals with certain things and
it's
then you get that thing.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly, yeah.
whereas when you've got a synth, they've already done that shit and you've got a sound like, do you know what I mean?
That's why I think...
The thing is with synths, it depends what synth. If you've got like a modular synth, there's a lot of tweaking you have to do. If you've got an older... like fucking Moog, you know, with all the synths that we have.
We've ended up getting a synth.
The Oberheim, like the Dave Smith one, they're based on the old Oberheims, which you've got a few banks and stuff, but you have to do a few bits of twiddling around. The Juno's the same as well, but yeah, synths. Something that, if anyone cares, is that, you know, buy a new synth per album, use that, that's pretty good. And then you sample it, pop it on a laptop, because that's... instead of recreating it in soft synths, if you sample the notes, and I've got my Novations, which are nice MIDI controllers, do you know what I mean? Pump it out, do a bit of mixing.
Yeah, so for people who are asked when we play live, we'll have like all these vintage synths that we've bought and Miles has played in the studio. And then obviously we don't take the vintage synths on tour with us.
No.
So then Miles has to go through each note going duh,
sample each
duh,
one.
Mm. Sample the notes into a computer, then send the computer to something that's called a MIDI keyboard, isn't it? Like,
Like a controller.
Like a Novation thing you're talking about. I'm just explaining it in the basic terms for someone.
And that's only because
that's the process to get the keyboard sounds. So then Miles has a laptop when presses a button and all the songs from all our albums that we're playing, which have got different synths across 5 or 6 different synths, they're all there.
They're all there, straight on main stage. A lot of the Archoria plugins, which are based on all the old ones, the soft synths on there are really good. So I've actually managed to just do a few in there now. I know a lot of people use that. So
you can't beat analog, can you, though?
I don't know, though, because it's fucking hard. If you did an AB, you might... I think more...
In terms of, like, in the studio, do you know what I mean?
You have to do less with it, but synths are versatile anyway. You can do loads with it, so I don't know. Depends how you view it.
Yeah, Josh, people might have turned off now.
I was going to say, yeah, fuck yeah.
I've got a quick one. Quick. Do you know our friend from Italy, Claudia Franquelli?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's her mum's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Claudia's mum.
So you say, buon compleanno.
Buon compleanno.
Instead of saying, how old are you? You'd say, quanti anni hai? How many years do you have?
Left.
Jesus. That having your belt, wasn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I did.
So yeah, happy birthday. Maria Giovanni, her name.
Your Spanish is going well.
Happy birthday, Maria. There's one here that says merchandise from silver.a. Hello, you lovely people. I've been a massive fan of you guys since hearing one of your songs played on Sunday Brunch.
Wow, one of the 15 people who
tune in.
Have been to see you at Nottingham Rock City. Shock. Castlefield Bowl. And even made the trip to see you in Dublin supporting Inhaler. Great band, so I'm glad they're supporting you at Wivenshaw. My question is around merchandise at your gigs. Do you have much to do with the designs? I always try to buy something as a keepsake and can remember you saying in a previous podcast how much it means, especially when you're starting out. Also, have you thought about doing something a little different to hoodies and t-shirts? My wife Tracy has got the black and white jumper you did and loves it. All the best. Can't wait for the new album. See you at Wivenshaw. Not sure what state we'll be in as we're booked in Bohemian Arts Club the night before.
I was thinking pogo sticks.
God, I'd fucking love frisbees. Blossom's pogo sticks would be hilarious.
Can you get frisbees that aren't particularly dangerous if they hit you in the face? Because we chuck a few of them off stage, can't we?
A frisbee, it's not dangerous.
I think merch,
if you get hit by a frisbee, it's not like worth, that terrible
you
frisbee.
You could break your nose.
Yeah, but it's not like that terrible frisbee accident. Like, where it's
no,
like,
it would do. If I chucked a frisbee or red now, you wouldn't be like, nice one.
But a basketball or football.
Yeah, but you could say about anything, couldn't you?
No, I'm saying at the gig we could chuck frisbees around.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. So we need one that's safe.
Blossom's Elf Bar.
what flavour would it be? Cherry.
Honey
cherry.
Sweet. Pink Lady.
Cherry Blossom.
Oh yeah, no.
That would actually go off, to be fair.
I think merch, it's a tricky one. We have been involved.
Yeah, a lot.
Sometimes,
I mean, we still are.
Sometimes we've been involved, sometimes we haven't. We always okay them. It always comes through us. Yeah. So I'd say on the whole, the weird thing about merch is, usually the most simplest, easiest designs are the best. Like the biggest seller we'll ever do is just Blossoms in the original font.
Fucking hell, some of the ones we've had over the years.
Do you know what's mad though? It's actually just, that is more the design, like it's just saying Blossoms on have always been the biggest sellers.
Yeah. But I think we're quite into our fashion and stuff like that, and we've done some designs which are maybe more...
Rogue.
Not rogue, like just a bit more arty, saying we've got artists into design stuff and have a bit more like flair to him in certain ways. But they just, at the end of the day, the majority of people aren't that arsed about it. They just want it to be, say, Blossoms and be like, I'm a fan of this band.
To be fair, the Blossoms jumper they're talking about.
Blossoms jumper is kind of like the Bella Thorne jumper.
Well, I was one that did that. I was like, we should get a jumper that's knitted.
There was a Smith's knitted one, actually.
Yeah,
it's cool.
That one is cool.
Oh, it's knockoff merch still a thing outside.
I've seen a lot of fake Blossoms merch knocking about.
But there's a Blossoms Waves one, which we first, that was like Foolish Loving Spaces. We didn't design it. And
it's
that
got colours behind
out. I see a lot of them.
That tour, and that we had that on the merch, that outsold the other Blossoms t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's usually just the title, when it's got the title in it. But like the thing with like the Blossoms one that we were talking about there, the one that was actually knitted in, it's because obviously we're just a band and we're touring. We can't do huge runs of it. So it costs us loads of money to do. And obviously then that has to transfer to the people buying it. So you're looking at like stuff like that. Like that jumper was quite expensive. Yeah, exactly.
The bottle openers were great, weren't they?
Oh, we got fucking tons
totes
of them.
Totes are good, aren't they?
Totes
are good. Tour t-shirts are always good.
Yeah, it's like I say, it's so hard to get right because, like I say, you put them on and he is right. Even now, like he was saying, like especially when you're starting out, but like bands touring now, like the merch sales are like
they're massive, like they help out massively.
Blossom's charcuterie and board.
That's why it's such a shame where venues actually take the, like they take a percentage off fucking, yeah. Take venues taking a percentage off merch selling fees is fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean? Because bands like for example, when we go on tour, we'll have a merch seller who comes in and it's their job to sort of like
pay to
count
be
all the merch.
Day.
Yeah, do it. You pay them a day rate and you pay them.
Very important to have a good seller as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. And you pay that person, then you go in these venues and these venues are like letting you use their space, but they're saying, oh no, you have to use our person, and they take a merch commission, but you're not taking a commission of the bar that night, or you're not taking a commission of anything else. You've paid to play that venue anyway. So it's a joke that they take, you know what I mean? Well, I know Burgess has been on about it, from the Charlatans. He spoke about it quite a lot, saying like it's outrageous, especially for starting out bands. But I think merch fees are a joke, personally.
Yeah, we should just get up with those who sell fake ones outside.
I don't mind the people that sell fake merch.
You have some good designs.
Well, they do sometimes. Yeah.
I've got outside the Apollo.
Your dad's had a few Snide ones I've seen. I've been like, where's he got that from?
Snide.
It's quite funny, isn't it? Oh, I've got one here.
That's one now.
So Jemima Murray. Hello, I saw Tom and Joe at Declan McKenna concert in Manchester, and I was one of the girls who asked you for a photo. Oh, hello. I wanted to ask you how you find the concert. So me and Tom went to Declan McKenna the other day.
How was that?
It was good.
Good.
It was good. It was like Declan messaged me like dead last minute. Because initially we were meant to be
afterthought.
We were meant to be in the studio. Do you know what I mean?
On the Friday
and stuff. So he's just proper last minute, and he was like, oh, like you two about? And he was like, oh shit, yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? We'll pop down. So we drove down, actually.
Nice.
Both didn't drink. Really good. It's good to see that clip.
He had these big like mountains on stage. The stage set.
Yeah, the stage set was great.
That's the level. That's what you get to, don't you? When you're like scoping all the other shit. Like,
yeah.
How have they got that?
It's like undercover, wasn't it?
This was, I thought, was interesting as well. He played Brazil second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he'd done it the night before in Dublin. And he enjoyed it.
He was saying,
I mean, it was like, it's a bold move.
Did he have a guy
it?
Called Eli Smart supporting?
No. Wonder Horse was supporting.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, were they?
I missed them.
I like them.
I've got one of their tunes on one of my players.
I really like them.
Yeah.
But he played, but he was saying to us, he's like, Brazil's like obviously his biggest streaming song and stuff, but he was like, but it's like a sing-along, it's not a crowd mad, and he wants,
they they don't mosh to
do
it.
You know what I mean? He wants, obviously, when you want to end on a gig, that's what he's like, it's good to do it for, I suppose, how we play Girlfriend earlier on in the set, or did last time. It's like a good song, everyone knows it. Do you know what I mean? But then like, it's not like, you don't necessarily go mad to.
I think it's funny that people mosh Charlemagne, you know. 102 BPM, man.
Fucking,
yeah, but it's quite a good
bizarre
jump
tune.
In that, innit?
Yeah, but it's not, on paper it isn't a moshing tune. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like a fast,
just gets people going.
I wonder if it's something to do with it, because like Brazil, the main hook isn't a riff, it's the vocal line and it's the melody. But like Charlemagne, it's the riff. And I wonder if it's something to do with that, the correlation of like,
I think,
singing melody and a hook. Do you know what I mean?
No, but the riff is the vocal melody.
The riff's quick though as well.
Yeah,
isn't
but
it?
I mean, the riff's quick and it kicks off from the start like all guns firing.
True. Yeah.
Whereas Brazil, he builds that tune.
Yeah.
It doesn't like kick off like, it's, but, not chilled, is it, Charlemagne?
But yeah. No. We absolutely.
It's peculiar.
We absolutely. It's a mad tune, isn't it?
Steel pan, steel drum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got another one here.
That's one then.
From Toby Leadbitter.
Ledbetter.
Ledbetter. Bitter. All right, lads. Love the all podcast. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, you.
Been a fan for a long time. Thank you. Can't remember if it was Chaz or not who had the issue of buying a jacket and it's smelling of BO. Was it you,
no,
Tom?
It was me.
Anyhow, the best way to get rid of it is buy some vodka, spray it with those garden centre spray bottles, leave it to air out, and then get it.
Am I putting the vodka in the garden spray bottle?
Yeah
so put vodka in a spray bottle.
Right.
Spray it. Let it air dry, and apparently Bob's your uncle.
I'm going to try that. What's it called?
Any particular vodka?
Glen's.
Rocco, Choco, Rocco, Coco.
He didn't say what vodka. I imagine a more pure vodka would be better. But
sound. I'm going to try that.
There's different variations of BO though. Like, there's a couple I don't mind.
Ground in BO.
Go on, Miles, you can read this one out.
Last one now. Pubcast has got me through a marathon, hopefully.
Who's it by?
This is by Finn Coughlin.
I thought it was good because you started running, haven't you?
Yeah, not a fucking marathon, though. Yes, lads. Exclamation mark. How's it going? Question mark.
Fucking don't be a dickhead.
If this gets read out, I'll be listening mid Manchester Marathon on Sunday the 14th.
Oh. Well, that's nice. You can do it, mate.
Yeah, go on.
Final push.
You can do it.
Keep
right
going.
Now, please.
Look at the bin and get to the next bin. That's what I do.
Wait. Your technique when running is
to visual cues. I'm going to get to that bit. Okay, I've got to that bit. I can do it. I'm going to
that
bit.
I like that. So when you're running, you're looking
at do you not do visual cues when you're knackered? Heart rate's 180, you fucks. Look at that. Get to that bit. Now I'm going to get to the next bit. No,
I've already got
him
in.
When you're running outside, obviously.
Yeah, outside, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Well, I've started running outside now.
I have. Right. I just...
Are your new trainers?
Yes. They are not fucking waterproof at all.
No, don't say they're waterproof.
No, but it's trail running, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not ever waterproof.
Oh, well, I know now anyway.
In terms of comfort, how are they?
Oh, amazing. Bouncy.
Right, okay.
Right, anyway, moving on. So you can do it. The podcast has helped me through long training runs. Though the last few months where I've been running past people pissing myself, laughing and getting funny looks.
Sorry about that.
I might give that a go, you know.
I listen to podcasts when I run.
First saw you guys in Fibs in York, possibly 2015.
Great fajitas.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you remember that we used to love going there? It's like,
did he make the fajitas?
Yeah. There's a guy called Jono who was like the promoter.
Do you remember we used to, I don't know if he's still there actually, Fibbers.
No, I don't think he's gone.
But it was one of the like small, what cap do you reckon it is? 500?
100,
if that.
But it was one of them venues where it had like, it made you feel fucking well important because it had like a dressing room with like a walk on that it didn't have boss. To go through the crowd and that. Do you know what I mean? It was like...
Yeah, it was great. I loved playing there. I can remember the stage really vividly.
Yeah, I come with the wood at the back.
Yeah.
So he's seen us there and many, many since. So keep smashing it.
Thank you.
Good luck, mate. I've already done this.
Good luck.
He's requested what I've already done. He said, I'd love some motivational words from Miles to get me through this run.
Come on, Miles. Give him some...
Do you know what you need to do? It's mind over matter. Do you know what I mean? Keep going. Think of Russ Cook doing fucking 70k a day. If he can do it, you probably can't, but just keep going.
I want to know more about your visual cues.
So you're knackered and you're running and you look in front of you and there's something there. Just go. I just go. See, I just keep going to
I
that.
I do something similar with songs.
No, I get to the end of the song.
No. So I use songs that are like, if I'm familiar with the song.
Yeah.
For example, I Am the Resurrection. Mm-hmm. If I put that on, I know, right, it's 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So if I get to the end of that tune, I'm like, I must be near, like,
going,
I'm,
well, no, no,
I'm near, I'm 8 minutes
works,
ahead.
It works the other way around. It does me in that, because when I'm on a treadmill, I put on, like, some Faithless or Trance or something, and if I put the same song on, because I go a bit, like, routine-based with it, like, there's a song by Faithless, it's called Salve Mea, and it's, like, 8 minutes long, right? And it gets like three songs in one. And if I get to the middle bit and I'm more knackered than I was the other day doing it, I know I fucked it. Do you know what I mean?
I have a mad one with songs. One. Nothing to do with running.
Go on.
What?
When I'd completed my orthodontic treatment for teeth straightening,
yeah,
I had my teeth professionally whitened. And right, it was 4 15-minute UV bursts. With a massive industrial machine.
Didn't I have your teeth whitened?
Yeah. And
when you haven't them finished?
Cheeky cunt.
I listened to Chameleon by Herbie Hancock 4 times because it's 15 minutes long.
So each 15-minute thing, you just was like,
I knew that then, and I fell asleep at each time with this giant machine in my mouth with a UV light in it.
I went to the dentist yesterday.
How was that?
60 seconds in and out, 50 quid. Because I've got all right teeth.
I need to go to the dentist. You remember when that filling came out on a curly whirly at Dublin? I've still not sorted it out.
I think I need my teeth are fucked, aren't they? Like, got the tooth at the front, which is like,
get dentures, man.
Yeah. Crap.
Well, I've actually just recently started flossing and using mouthwash because I thought, I convinced myself that I had tooth decay, but really, it's just flossing. You need to get it done. Yeah, never floss, but I floss now.
So I've got water flosser.
Right. Anyway, this is finished off.
That's not what it's like. Sorry, let's talk about all
last
water.
Last paragraph from him is also the last paragraph from me.
Go on then.
And all of us. He said, and would also love to shout out my little sister, Moya. Is that how you say it? M-O-Y-A.
Moya.
Moya.
It's a really nice name, Moya.
It's nice. We both listen to the podcast as soon as it's out every week and spend the day texting each other quoting bits that have been made us piss ourselves. So thanks for spending the time.
Thank you. Oh, that's really
put
nice.
Put a pod out each week. and we genuinely look forward to it. Big love, Finn Coughlin.
Didn't it make it all worth it, Miles, all the editing?
Yes, I
go on, hit a jingle and tell them where people can email in.
So, if you do want to speak to me, obviously.
why don't you sing the jingle?
Nah.
It needs to be clear of that.
No, yeah.
Does it, though, because we get them in. See ya.
See ya.
blossomspodcast@gmail.com. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Blossoms HQ.